Amory and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Donald Trump told a Fox News interview that Elon Musk is not getting anything from his work as head of the Department of Government Efficiency and that he was elected to reshape the federal government. But for Democrats like Senator Chris Murphy of Connecticut, Trump's moves...
This is the most serious constitutional crisis the country has faced, certainly since Watergate. The president is attempting to seize control of power and for corrupt purposes.
Tonight, Mr. Trump expected to become the first sitting president to ever attend the Super Bowl. Up to 120 million people in the U.S. expected to watch the game between the Kansas City Chiefs and Buffalo Bills. There'll be recognition before and during the game for the victims of the New Year's Day terror attack in New Orleans. More than 300 flights have been canceled across the U.S. today as a result of the winter storm. It's dumped snow from the upper Midwest through the Northeast. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WLAK News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WLAK website at lakeair.radio.
Civic Media Radio Network. On the music of the stars, good morning. CivicMedia.us all over the world. And all the Civic Media radio stations. Good morning, Waukesha. We've got WAUK at 540, 101.7 FM, carrying the music of the stars. There is a time when the Kenosha Racine listeners, Milwaukee, find that WRJN is carrying sports instead, starting usually at 10 o'clock in the morning, Central. Well, in that case, switch over to WAUK at 540, 101.7 FM. That won't happen today, I don't think. To continue listening to the music of the star. St. Valentine's Day, hmm? Stand by for a look at weather, and we'll be right back. About a little Lanza, huh?
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Plenty of sunshine, a light southwest breeze for your Sunday. Highs in the upper teens for the overnight. Partly cloudy skies, lows near 0 to 5 below. Monday, we'll see increasing clouds, highs in the mid-teens. Light snow Monday night. It's 3 below at our studios.
Max Inc. on Civic Media with Mike and Wendy from Sunspot. Can you imagine the mosh pit on the bridge that could happen?
Oh, well, that's how the original series was when they moved the camera. Whenever it's like the red alert. The,
right.
Yeah. That was the mosh pit.
Yeah. And everybody had to like fake like.
Right. Yeah, lean left. Great. Lean right.
Yeah.
Join us for all the fun with Max Inc. on Saturday nights, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Joe Montana here. In my football days, I knew the importance of a strong defense. Now I'm sharing how you can help defend your health against pneumococcal pneumonia and invasive pneumococcal disease. Are you 50 or older like me? The CDC now recommends vaccination against pneumococcal disease. Even if you're healthy, your age puts you at increased risk and over 6 times greater risk of hospitalization with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults under 50. Schedule your appointment today at VaxAssist.com.
Sponsored by Pfizer.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away. So come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
Maggie Dawn.
Do you know that Donald Trump's draconian policies are hurting children right here in Wisconsin? Dane County's Head Start program experiences outages. We discuss at 3 o'clock.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
Swing, you lovers.
Be my love, for no one else can end this yearning. Just fill my arms the way you fill my dreams, the dreams that you inspire with every sweet desire. Be my love, and with your kisses, ooh, set me burning. One kiss is all I need to seal my fate, and hand in hand we'll find love's promised land.
Catherine Grayson, Mario Lanza.
You sing good.
Thank you.
Mademoiselle, you are beautiful. Merci.
For shame on you, Pepe. For shame on you. Our guest of honor.
Oh, my goodness.
From New Orleans, and you.
Somebody's never happy, huh? Ella Fitzgerald. Cole Porter.
Strange, dear, but true. Dear, when I'm close to you, dear, the stars fill the sky, so in love with you am I, without you, my arms fold about you. You know, darling, why so in love with you am I. Mysterious, the night when you first were there. Till I die.
Fitzgerald. This is a scene from De Lovely. This is Kevin Klein.
In love with my joy, delirious.
As Cole Porter.
When I knew that you could care, so taunt me and hurt me, deceive me, desert me, I'm yours.
And the Four Lads, the music of the stars.
Strange, dear, but true, dear, when I'm close to you, dear, the stars fill the sky.
Love. Number one song on Billboard, 1954 and 5. Bing Crosby, Grace Kelly. High Society.
Suntan, windblown, honeymooners at last alone. Feelings far above par. Oh, how lucky we are. While I give to you and you give to me true love, so on, it'll always be true love for you. Have a guardian angel on high with nothing to do but to give to you and to give to me love forever. For you and I have a guardian angel on high with nothing to do but to give to you and to give to me love.
Music of the Stars. Thank you. Elmer Bernstein wrote that. 1964, Picture, by the same title. Jack Jones, Love of the Proper Stranger. Steve McQueen, Natalie Wood. Here's Jack.
I could fall in love with the proper stranger. If I heard the bells and the banjos ring, if to certain eyes with the look of danger smiled a welcome warm as spring, if the tom-tom in my heart sounded out a warning, don't let her walk through the door. This is the one you've been waiting for.
By the same title. This is Helen Mirren.
Sonnet 43. How do I love thee? Let me count the ways. I love thee to the depth and breadth and height my soul can reach when feeling out of sight for the ends of being and ideal grace. I love thee to the level of every day's most quiet need by sun and candlelight. I love thee freely, as men strive for right. I love thee purely, as they turn from praise. I love thee with a passion put to use in my old griefs, and with my childhood's faith. I love thee with a love I seem to lose with my lost saints. I love thee with the breath, smiles, tears of all my life, and if God choose, I shall but love thee better after death.
I've been doing a lot of thinking, and the thing is, I love you.
What?
I love you.
How do you expect me to respond to this?
How about you love me too?
How about I'm leaving?
Doesn't what I said mean anything to you?
I'm sorry, Harry. I know it's New Year's Eve. I know you're feeling lonely, but you just can't show up here, tell me you love me, and expect that to make everything all right. It doesn't work this way.
Well, how does it work?
I don't know, but not this way.
How about this way? I love that you get cold when it's 71 degrees out. I love that it takes you an hour and a half to order a sandwich. I love that you get a little crinkle above your nose when you're looking at me like I'm nuts. I love that after I spend a day with you, I can still smell your perfume on my clothes. And I love that you are the last person I want to talk to before I go to sleep at night. And it's not because I'm lonely, and it's not because it's New Year's Eve. I came here tonight because when you realize you want to spend the rest of your life with somebody, you want the rest of your life to start as soon as possible.
You see? That is just like you, Harry. You say things like that, and you make it impossible for me to hate you. And I hate you, Harry. I really hate you. You
What does this song mean? My whole life, I don't know what this song means. I mean, should old acquaintance be forgot? Does that mean that we should forget old acquaintances? Or does it mean that if we happen to forget them, we should remember them, which is not possible because we already forgot them?
Well, maybe it just means that we should remember that we forgot them or something. Anyway, it's about old friends.
The first time we met, we hated each other.
No, you didn't hate me. I hated you. The second time we met, you didn't even remember me.
I did.
Here's Joe Stafford. Cole Porter wrote this.
She sees daffodils. It's spring again, and birds on the wing again start to sing again that old melody. I love you. That's the song of she sees daffodils. It's spring again, and birds on the wing again start to sing again that old melody. I love you. That's the song of songs.
Later, we got married.
Yeah, it only took 3 months.
12 years and 3 months.
We had a really wonderful wedding.
It really was a beautiful wedding.
We had this enormous coconut cake.
Huge coconut cake with the tears, and there was this very rich chocolate sauce on the side.
Right, because not everybody likes it on the cake because it makes it very soggy.
Particularly the coconut soaks up a lot of that stuff, so it's important to keep it on the side.
Right.
Well, who's here? I haven't seen you in many a year. If I knew you were coming, I'd have baked a cake. Baked a cake, baked a cake. If I knew you were coming, I'd have baked a cake. How'd you do, how'd you do, how'd you do? Had you dropped me a letter, I'd have hired a band. Grand band in the land. Had you dropped me a letter, I'd have hired a band and spread the welcome mat for you. Oh, I don't know where you came from, 'cause I don't know where you've been. But it really doesn't matter. Grab a chair and fill your platter and dig, dig, dig right in. If I knew you were coming, I'd have baked a cake. Hired a band, goodness sake. If I knew you were coming, I'd have baked a cake. How'd you do, how'd you do, how'd you do? Thank you. you do. Had you dropped me a letter, I'd have hired a band, grandest band in the land. Had you dropped me a letter, I'd have hired a band, spread the welcome mat for you. Oh, I don't know where you came from, 'cause I don't know where you've been, but it really doesn't matter. Grab a chair and fill your platter and dig, dig, dig right in. If I knew you were coming, I'd have baked the cake, hired a band. Goodness sake, if I knew you were coming, I'd have baked the cake. How'd you do, how'd you do, how'd you do? How'd you do, how'd you do, how'd you do? How'd you do?
That's Eileen Barton right there. Mel Torme. Cleo Lane. Music of the Star.
Love you madly, right or wrong. Sounds like the lyric to a song. But since it's so, I thought you ought to know. I love you madly. Not the theory for me, and that's for sure. Just like I said before, I love you madly. If you could see the happy you and me, I dream about so proudly. You know the breath of spring that makes me sing my love song so loudly. Good things come to those who wait. So just relax and wait for fate. So let me see the day you'll say to me, I love you, madly.
Ellington wrote that. Here's Alice Babs. 1963.
Take love easy, easy, easy. Never let your feelings show. Make it breezy. Goodbye. That
take love easy, 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 on the free and easy flow. And if you can't take love easy, take it easy.
Alice Babs right there, Duke Ellington, and Russell Watson.
If I loved you, time and again I would try to say all I'd want you to.
Russell Watson. This is the music of the stars on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Afraid and shy, I'd let my golden chances pass.
time and again I would try to say all I'd want you to know. If I loved you, words wouldn't come in an easy way. Round in circles I'd go. Longing to tell you, but afraid and shy, I'd let my golden chances pass. Mist of day, never, never to know. I loved you. If I loved you.
Mario and Sammy next. Buddy Rich.
What the world needs now is love, sweet love. It's the only thing that there's just too little of. What the world needs now is love, sweet love. No, not just for some, but for everyone. Lord, we don't need another mountain. There are mountains and hillsides enough to climb. There are oceans and rivers enough to cross, enough to last till the end of time. Thing that there's just too little of. What the world needs now is love, sweet love. No, not just for some, but for everyone. Lord, listen, we don't need another meadow. There are cornfields and wheat fields enough to grow. And there are sunbeams and moonbeams enough to shine. Oh, listen, Lord, I mean, if you really want to know, what the world needs now is love, sweet love. It's the only thing that there's just too little of. What the world needs now is love, sweet love. No, not just for some, but for everyone. No, not just for some. Oh, but just for everyone. What the world needs now is love, sweet love. Lots of loving in the world. What the
Tony Martin, the music of the stars.
Tonight we love while the moon beams down in dreamlight. Tonight we touch the stars. Love is ours, night winds that sigh, embrace the sky. Tonight we love in the glow that gleams so softly. I know this wasn't meant to borrow, but tomorrow will it be gone, or will it always live on? Tonight we love.
Kate Kaiser and his orchestra and the College of Musical Knowledge, the old professor.
Evening, folks. Yeah. Well, all of our gang join in wishing Niles Trammell and the entire NBC facilities a happy 15th anniversary. And chillin', here we are in Buffalo tonight, and since I'm the honorary mayor of Buffalo for today and the chief of police as well as an honorary captain in the 74th Regiment, I can officially say congratulations from the city of Buffalo. Right, chillin'? That's fine. And now we'd like to have you hear our version of Tonight We Love.
Stand by for news on Civic Media Radio Network, CBS, with the latest happenings in this crazy old world of ours. Hey, here's the Grammy for Best Large Jazz Ensemble. It's Dan Pugach and the Big Band. Just 2 weeks ago.
Wow, okay. Wrote down a few words. Bianca Reimagined is our 18-piece Big Band album, inspired by our late rescue dog, Bianca, who we pulled out from a city shelter. It's an honor to be in LA witnessing the resilience of the music community. I'll never forget when my dad took me to a record store in LA when I was 10 and bought my first Big Band album. Thank you to the rescue groups, including Pasadena Humane, who worked 24-hour day helping animals affected by the wildfires and spreading the word about the importance of fostering shelter pets. They are the true heroes. This honor means the world. And I'd like to thank the Recording Academy at the New York chapter and the fellow nominees in the category, my genius wife, Nicole Zoraitis, and musical partner. The musicians playing in my big band for over 15 years who traveled from New York City. Nick Finzer at Outside In Music, my family who traveled from Tel Aviv, and my in-laws from the East Coast. The amazing engineer at Bunker Studio, Aaron Nevesi, and Alex the Turk. Thank you to Susan Bloomberg, Kabir Segal, the BMI Jazz Composer Workshop, and the Café Royal Cultural Foundation. Thank you so much. This is...
And now the Grammy winner, 2025, Dan Pugach, Bianca Reimagined.
Listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app. ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. New Orleans is hosting the Super Bowl for a record-tying 11th time, but it's barely been a month since the Bourbon Street terror attack that left 14 dead. Security's been heightened around the game, something this fan from Kansas City noticed.
It makes me feel great. We've walked Bourbon Street, we've walked all the streets all week, and there's always security. There's always, their presence is known.
President Trump expected to be the first sitting president to attend the game, as the Philadelphia Eagles will try to prevent the Kansas City Chiefs from becoming the first team in history to win three consecutive Super Bowls. The president told a Fox News pregame interview that Elon Musk is not gaining anything by his work at the Department of Government Efficiency. Another government agency has been impacted. Consumer Financial Protection Bureau employees have been told to cease all of their supervision and examination activity at the watchdog. This is ABC News.
I'm